Welcome to the Militant Grind Show, where we dive deep into the journeys of those who've mastered the art of being their best selves. Every episode is a testament to resilience, dedication, and the pursuit of excellence, embodying our tagline, the most honorables. Here you'll find inspiration, insights, and strategies to elevate your life in every aspect. For more empowering content and to join our community of achievers, visit us at militantgrind.com. Let's embark on this journey together because the grind never stops. Are you ready for a radical transformation? Join the ranks of the most honorables. Our proven methods forge resilience, sharpen strategic thinking, and unlock your true potential. We'll challenge you mentally, physically, and spiritually, preparing you to overcome any obstacle. Visit militantgrindacademy.com and begin your evolution. Greatness awaits. Forge your path. Ignite your future. Most of all, join the movement.
Today, we're featuring Dane Palorino, founder of Dad Bod Sculptors, where he helps men over 35 transform their health and lives. A few years ago, Dane faced a personal crisis, feeling unhealthy and unmotivated. But he turned his life around through a transformative 3-year journey. He reduced his body fat from 30% to 6%, reclaimed his confidence, and now dedicates himself to helping others do the same. Dane, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing well, Sherman. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So it's pretty interesting when I see like Dad Bod Sculptors, because one thing that I know for a fact when it comes to men at the age 30, 35 and up is that they lack testosterone. Their testosterone levels go down, and there's so many things out there like herbal stuff, TRT, these tactics and things like that that'll actually help men boost their testosterone. So I want to ask you, do you like incorporate that when it comes to how you sculpt these dad bods?
It depends where they are. It's one of the things that's a great question. So one of the things that we do is men usually come in with their markers, so they've had their blood work drawn at some point, or if they haven't, we kind of incorporate that into the process to make sure that we know where their markers are internally so that they're set up for success. So we want to know about their testosterone, their free testosterone, their cholesterol numbers, their HGH numbers, their frequency to be inflammation markers. So lots of different markers to kind of know, hey, what's going on internally? Because as we start to then put stress on the body through training, we start to change nutrition. We want to know that they're really optimized internally. And a lot of times within the first 90 days, you can get all those markers up naturally and beyond that. Some guys will come in and their testosterone is super low, though. They'll be 200, 190, 180. So at that point in time, you want to consider a partner. One of our partners is Merrick Health, and we'll put them with a physician who's a partner of ours, and they'll give them some protocols to kind of increase that. And that can be TRT. That can also be peptides. So there are solutions for men to do that. And it's a great solution because if you have super low testosterone, you're going to feel the effects, man. You're not going to feel nearly close as optimized. So it can help substantially just in the way that you feel and the way that you think.
Right, right, right. And it's, I hate to ask that as the first question, but today I seen a friend post on Facebook that like he's eating clean, he's doing all of these things, but he's just not getting the results at all. And so when I talk to people in the physical fitness industry, they say it's probably your test levels or your hormone levels are low. And I didn't even know that became a factor until now. I'm like, wow. So there's people out there that are doing all that they can, and they're probably won't ever see the results until they check their hormone levels and they have a proactive way to actually like boost those up or change their diet. Because a couple of weeks ago, I got my blood test. So I tested everything, vitamin D levels, cholesterol, like you mentioned, free test testosterone. I was like, oh, okay, now I know where I'm at. Now I know what to do.
Yeah, it's really important. I always say that, guys, one of my first steps in the journey was when I decided, hey, enough was enough and I wanted to get fit and I was just a bit over 30% body fat. I was experiencing a lot of issues internally. I had some autoimmune issues going on. I had a skin rash. I had a sleeping disorder. I was experiencing really bad fatigue, muscle aches, a depression, just not good thoughts positively. So I figured, hey, something's got to be wrong. And for me, one of the first tests was, well, let me go to a doctor and have my blood drawn, because I was 41 at the time. And I was honestly hoping that he would have told me that I had super low testosterone and he had a solution for me. But fortunately and unfortunately, my levels were high enough that he was just like, hey, you just got to make better lifestyle choices. And then doing research.
Exactly. Do you remember?
Yeah. At that time, they were 690.
What?
Yeah.
That's like optimal for 41. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't take any TRT. I was completely natural for 3.5 years. Last year in May, I went on TRT. And the main reason being, I knew that this was going to be a lifestyle for me. And I really wanted to continue to build muscle. And I had set a goal to do a bodybuilding competition in September.
Yeah.
And I had hired a coach. And he had said, hey, these people are going to be really optimized. And I wasn't interested in getting into the steroid game. But he had said, hey, you might want to at least get your testosterone checked again. So we did. My levels were a little bit lower. They were closer to 550. And so at that point in time, he said, hey, if we can get you to 700-800 as a natural range through TRT, I think we have a good chance of kind of continuing to build muscle and keep it on you while you go through that prep. Mm-hmm. So knowing where I was and that I'd made all these other lifestyle decisions in my life earlier to kind of take out alcohol and take out drugs and really eat super clean and kind of live the lifestyle, I knew that this was going to be something that was going to be a lifelong journey for me. So I was willing to try it. And I did, and it made a difference for sure. It just made a difference in kind of getting rid of that muscle fatigue that I had. I slept a little bit better. I was able to be more optimal in terms of my training. And so if you have the other pieces dialed in, like your training, your nutrition, your recovery, your supplementation, the natural side, and all of those things are working and they've taken you as far enough as they can on the journey, and then you throw TRT in, it's really going to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not the overall solution. There are plenty of guys that are on TRT. Most people you're going to find over the age of 40 men are going to be on TRT and they don't look the part. And that's mainly because their nutrition is off and their training is off. So they don't have those two pieces of the pie figured out. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they're not seeing all the benefits of TRT. They probably have increased libido. They're probably sleeping a little bit better. They probably decreased their body fat a little bit. But they're nowhere near where they could be if you had the other things dialed in and then you added it. So I call it an optimizer. It's not an end-all be-all solution.
Right. And it's crazy because like someone will see someone like say as fit as you at your age and will be like, oh, it's because of TRT. That's the reason why. And I'm like, hell no, bro. Like even people that I personally know that do steroids still have to work extra hard and have a strict diet. And it's like the internet will be like, oh, well, that's just an excuse. And I'll be like, all right. I mean, that's what you think. But no, it takes way more than that. Like, that's just like a little kicker. Well, it could be a lot of kicker depending on like the amount that they're taking.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you get all these internet trolls that'll say all kinds of things. Like, I'll get people on my page, it'll be like, that's a wig that you're wearing. You lost all your hair from steroids. I'm like, yeah, you got me. You totally figured me out. I just keep wearing this wig. It's like, yeah, because I lost my hair. So all this shit that people will say, but honestly, I always tell guys, even guys that come in, they're looking or they're leading with that solution. It's like, man, that's going to kind of be the last pillar that we're going to explore. We're going to get you dialed in on your nutrition. We're going to fix the habits around your lifestyle. We're going to get you on a training protocol so that you're moving, you're sweating, and you're getting your muscles working against the atrophy that's happening with your muscles. And then we're going to work on kind of the recovery phase, and we're going to monitor it with a Whoop. All of our guys wear Whoop so we can track the data. We know how hard they're straining. We know how well they're recovering. We know what type of quality sleep that they're getting. And if you have those three and you monitor that very closely over a 3, 6, 9 month period, a lot of progression is going to happen with or without TRT. And a lot of the guys like your friend that you were mentioning, chances are that person's in an inflammatory state. They may have low or mild T, but most of the time, these guys are in an inflammatory state. And when you're in an inflammatory state, your body cannot build muscle or burn fat. And you're in an inflammatory state because of your diet and your nutrition is the most important thing. So if you can kind of fix that inflammation first, you're going to see the progression kick right up. I've got story after story with clients that have been in these plateaus for a year, 18 months, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And all we do is kind of change up the nutrition piece of it, to address the inflammation, and very quickly they're right back on track. They'll drop another 4, 5, 6% body fat, And then their energy levels are up, their strength is up, the soreness is gone. So a lot of times, again, I think it's a tool, but it should not be, I'm going to take this and it's going to solve my problem.
Wow. Wow. And so when you say inflammation, because I'm a big fan of the blood type diet, and I'm blood type O, and I follow that to a T. But then also know that there's a lot of things that could cause me inflammation with my current blood type, like eating dairy, bread, wheat, things of that nature. Like I'll feel it in my stomach. And I told some people the other day, I was like, when you see someone that has a so-called pot belly and their stomach is sticking out, and you press the stomach and you say, oh, you're fat, but then you press the stomach and the stomach is hard, that's because their intestines are inflamed and filled with crap. You know what I'm saying? Right. Feces.
Yep.
And I was like, so the food that you're eating is getting stuck in there and it's just building, building and building. I mean, you're still pooping regularly, but it's just filled with all of that stuff. And that's what's happening. And so I thought about that a couple of weeks ago and I'm like, wow, so that has to be some type of inflammation due to my diet, because having a, what we would say, a pot belly isn't normal. Like it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. That's one of the first things guys will say, because we'll calibrate with our guys like every week. And usually within by week two or week three, it's like, I'm not waking up with indigestion. I'm not burping my food up at night. My joints aren't sore anymore. I'm sleeping better. I don't feel like I'm constantly bloated or constipated. I'm having some regularity in my bowel movement. It's like, yes, because now your system is playing offense versus defense. Mm-hmm. When you put the wrong foods in your body and in your stomach, immediately your body goes into defense mode. So your stomach is an extension of your brain, right? So if you feed your gut and your body healthy there, your brain cannot work optimally. But if you start putting in breads and pastas and glutens and things that aren't optimal, dairy and cheese, things aren't optimal for the body, and that just builds up, then your body is never really processing and working optimally. So one of the first things that we suggest, again, it goes back to like a really whole foods meal plan, where you're feeding it frequently, more smaller meals, but you're putting in the right balance of proteins, carbs, and veggies and fats, and you're feeding it consistently, those foods, so that the body has some predictability to it. Mm-hmm. If the body understands what's coming down the chute, when it's coming down, how often it's coming down, then it's going to know consistently how to process it and how to distribute it and how to burn it off so that it can be prepared for the next meal 4 or 5 hours later. But if most guys are only eating two meals a day, and then those meals are stuffed in their face, well, then the body's holding on to that because it doesn't know when the next meal's coming, just like a bear, right? Bear goes into hibernation mode. It knows, hey, we're not going to be eating for many months, so we're going to hold on and burn this food very slowly. So most of the guys, because we carry it around our waist and our love handles, the reason is because our body has turned into a storage unit. Mm. And the goal really is to change that up through speeding up your metabolism and turning your body into a furnace again. And you can only do that when you're putting in foods that are optimal or anti-inflammatory, and they're really able to easily digest and be able to pull the macro and the micronutrients from it to distribute through your body. And now you couple that with some smart training, and now those nutrients get used with an efficient way.
Right, definitely. Right?
They don't go into the fat stores, but they go into the bloodstream. The bloodstream goes to the trained muscle, and now you're able to grow muscle after 35 years old, which a lot of people say is impossible to do. So that's how you're able to do it, just naturally by putting in the right foods and strategically planning your day.
Right, and I don't think some people understand how critical that is, because when you're a kid, you could eat anything and gain muscle. 17, 18, you're lifting weights and it's just like, boom. But I told people, like, as an adult, due to the fact that the average life expectancy is what, 60 through 70 or something like that. Our bodies have been beaten down so much because of the choices that we made as teenagers and like early adults, where it's like, you have no more room for error. You know, like hot chips, pizza, all of that stuff. Like you could deal with it. But now as an adult, if I eat that stuff, I'm like sick. My body's like, man, I can't take this anymore.
100%. Yeah. All the foods that I used to love, I can't eat anymore. Like pizza, pasta, I can still eat, but I do rice pasta instead of gluten pasta because there's no gluten. It digests and breaks down easily, but it still has the same texture and honestly the same taste. I can't really tell the difference. So you don't have to compromise your whole life and make these big radical changes. in your life, you could just make these micro adjustments here and there, eat a little bit healthier, be a little bit more aware, and watch how your body responds differently. And once you start to see, like I always say, if I can get you past that first 2 weeks where you see and feel the difference, you're going to be hooked, right? You're going to start to recognize, like, damn, I feel much better. Mm-hmm. It's got to be from the foods. And then you start becoming more invested in the information.
Right.
Exactly. Once you stop believing, which a lot of guys stop doing, they stop believing that they could change their body. They stop believing that they can control those things. When you stop believing, then you stop putting effort towards it. When you stop putting effort towards it, you're basically throwing in the cards and just hoping and praying that you don't end up with this eggplant-like body. Mm-hmm. And going through life from that side of it.
Yeah. But like I understand that part, Dane, but then I just know how tough it is to remain disciplined in America when it comes to keeping those types of diet. Like say I met up with friends and we were having dinner after an event, and the guy catered and he brought the food, and I saw a pasta with cheese and chicken and a salad. And I said, I'm about to leave because I can't eat this. And so I came home. Luckily, I had a steak and some vegetables, but I was so hungry. But then I had to keep that discipline and say, no, I can't touch this. Because I just know how I feel now. And I even broke it down to them. I'm like, man, like now it's crazy because there's no such thing as constipation with my system. Like if I go to the bathroom, it's like boom, and I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever, like, I walk my dog. I don't see my dog sitting there like, oh, sitting there, like, straining and all that. It's like, it's out. Okay, we're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for it's human a system that you regulate.
Exactly. And I was just like, I told the guy, I kept it real. I was like, man, I go to the bathroom. I mean, it's so fast that it doesn't even seem like it's real. You know what I mean? Compared to, like, when I was eating all of this gluten and junk and the stuff I wasn't supposed to be eating, probably minimal vegetables, I was just sitting there like, oh, okay. And I'm like, I really would rather stay where I'm at than go back to something like that. You know what I mean? Just the fact that your stomach could feel empty, feel good, like feel like it's just cleansed. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, like, I wish that, and like you said, it's like, you could take 2 weeks. But sometimes, me personally, people ask me for fitness advice and I work with people. And it's just so hard to keep people disciplined and consistent.
Mm-hmm. So, it is.
Yeah.
You have to basically eat a whale. The best way to eat a whale is in baby bites. So that's what I always teach guys. Like, we're not going to worry about the outcome. We're not going to worry about anything other than the controlling the controllable. And so the way that we try to do that with them is just to give them kind of 5 daily non-negotiables. And we try to change that habit, right? By changing the habit, we change the belief and the association. Mm-hmm. And we slowly are able to associate more pleasure with feeling better and with eating healthier and with showing up for themselves than they can enjoying or chasing that pleasure of satisfaction or gluttony or a good meal, so to speak. So like we kind of change that whole mindset around that. And once you can get a guy to start changing his habits, then he can change his body and he can change his life. And so we focus on kind of 5 daily habits that are kind of non-negotiable, where they can start to just, hey, just focus on these 5 habits. And if you do these right, you're going to slowly but surely stack these little micro wins. And those micro wins are going to turn into a much better version of yourself. And a byproduct will be your body. Your physical body will actually start to change and recomp. Because a lot of guys don't want to be super skinny. You know, even if they're super overweight, they're like, oh, I don't want to get all those muscles like you or something like that. I'm like, don't worry. It didn't happen overnight, man. You got to do a lot of work to get there. And then the other one's like, well, I don't want to get too skinny. I'm like, don't worry. We got a lot of weight before we can even say we're too skinny. Right. And so the goal is like to get them lifting weights so that they're engaging their muscles, because after 35, we have muscle atrophy and we start losing our muscle mass. So the game is really just setting up a system to where that they can win. And the way that they can win is just by kind of giving them like, hey, here's 5 daily non-negotiables. One is you're going to wake up early before everyone else in your household. You're going to have that me time. Because as a guy, as we get older and we take on fatherhood and we take on marriage and we take on work responsibilities as an employee or an employer, we're always playing defense. And we're always trying to play Mr. Cool by being the provider right? Financially, the protector in life. And a lot of times we're putting ourselves last, which was the case for me. Mm-hmm. Like before I started Dad Bod Sculptors, I had run my own headhunting firm for at that point, 11 years. And I'd built the number one headhunting firm in technology. But the trade-off was I had compromised my health and compromised my happiness and my marriage and my role with my kids, all in exchange for a wealthier life. And then I'd realized I was the most successful I had ever been financially, but I was the most miserable I had ever been personally. And so I knew that that wasn't going to scale well if I didn't fix me. And so part of fixing me was recognizing I don't feel good in my own skin. And that's coming out in a lot of different ways. I'm short with my wife. I'm curt with my kids. I'm not very present when they are around, right? And I didn't feel good about myself. And so that was kind of mission number one, was like, I needed to fix me. And the way that I was going to fix me was by setting a routine that set me up for success. And part one of that was getting up early before they were up to make sure I was ready to receive them. And that was just a simple little trick like that, which was preparing myself at night to wake up earlier, have some alone time, picked up a book that had some good information in it that fed my mind the right information so that my thoughts didn't get out of control. And slowly I was able to kind of be a better person for them when they woke up, as opposed to waking up with them or after them and being on my heels and, hey, be quiet, you're being too loud, or give me a minute, I need caffeine, right? Which is most of us in the world of being reactive. So if you can be proactive and you start to, one, kind of wake up early, two, spend 10 minutes where you're kind of putting the right information inside your brain and in between your ears, so you're getting that self-talk going, right? And it's not this negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. And then three is like you incorporate some sort of form of training, sweating, whether it's body weights or burpees or going to the gym or cardio. If you can incorporate something like that to raise your vibration and release those endorphins, you're going to become a much more pleasant person. And then you couple that again with kind of that fourth habit that we make guys do, is follow a meal plan that's optimal for you. Whether it's three meals a day or four meals a day or three and a snack, we're going to put the right things on your plate because we're going to feed your body. Because if we feed your body the right things, that's going to feed the right thoughts to your mind. And when you feed the right thoughts to your mind, you have a better outlook. You can control the controllable as opposed to being a victim all the time. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth thing, which is super vital, keep the neurotoxins out of your body, right? So avoid drugs, avoid alcohol. Once you put those poisons in your body goes from offense to defense again. And it impacts the way that you show up as a human being. So those are kind of the five daily habits where we say, hey, don't worry about the weight. Don't worry about the discipline. Just set these five things slowly but surely. And over 30 days, the first 30 days, it's kind of do these five things every day and get better at them. And if you miss one morning where you sleep late, well, you get another chance tomorrow. So have some grace with yourself. And if you miss a workout, well, then, hey, get it in before you go to bed. Go for a walk outside, right? Mm-hmm. You get to have some grace and you get to try again. And then the micro goals of the meals, it's like all you got to do, like an alcoholic, right? They just focus on, hey, I don't have to drink today. I don't know if I'm ever going to drink again, but today I'm not going to drink, right? So when you go from the nutrition side and you can overcomplicate it, the simplest way is set a micro goal. Like, I'm just going to win this meal. If I've planned what the meal is and I've got the meal laid out and somebody's told me exactly what to eat, when to eat, and how much of it to eat, now I just got to show up and execute that meal. Use it as fuel for the next 4 hours to go after things that are important to me, and then win that next meal again. And if you screw up, well, you get another chance at 4 hours to do it right. And so if you start stacking these little wins, waking up early, reading the right thing, eating three meals in a day, sustaining from alcohol, getting your training session in, you start to slowly stack these micro wins. Well, guess what? You start to become more of a competent and confident man, which we're missing. And the reason most men aren't confident is because they don't stick to their word, right? They don't hold their word to themselves. So therefore, they haven't looked themselves in the eye in many years because they don't believe the words that they tell themselves. But if you do this for yourself in your own life for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 3 weeks, man, you go from a slumped individual to a man that's got his shoulders back, his head high, and he's ready to grab his wife's hand again and say, hey, I got this, right? Because I'm showing up for myself, so I got you. But most guys don't do that. And that was the venture, the journey that I went on, right? Because I was the guy, in the first guy, which wasn't showing up for myself. And I was telling myself I was going to do all these things for many years and wasn't. And I decided to finally be a man of action. And so I started to implement those daily actions. And those daily actions allowed me to change my life, change my relationships, change my physique, and all of that.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that, because like sometimes when I go places and people, I'll tell people, hey, I don't drink. They're like, oh, so what do you do then? I mean, smoke weed, do something. I don't do any of that. Like, I don't need to. They'll say, oh, well, I'm probably going to stop drinking. And I get them. I'm like, why don't you just stop it right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, not today, man. Oh,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
no, man.
Bro, if you want to stop it, why don't you just fucking stop? Like, it's easy just to stop. And
just
it's
stop.
Just, yeah, like, it's just crazy how the human mind will, like, sell itself some bullshit. It's
yeah,
like,
100%.
It's always interesting to me, because I watched something from David Goggins, right? And he said something that was very powerful. He was like, you already know what to do.
Yeah.
No, we already know what to do to be healthy, to be in shape, how to eat, all of this. But it's like, the thing is that sometimes you need somebody else as an example to implement the discipline that they go through and put that into you. Because people will say, oh man, I'm gonna start working out, but I don't need a trainer. I'll be like, shit, yes, you do. You have no idea what you're doing. Because I was one of those people that was like, oh, I don't need a trainer, until I got a trainer. And then my body looked totally different, different, because I was implementing that person's expertise into my own. And I give that person credit. I'm like, man, you changed my life. We've been working together for 3 years. And now it's just like, whoa, man, what have you been doing? Like, oh, I work out with this person. You see him? So how do you think I'm going to look if I'm working out with someone that looks like that?
That's right.
And it's like, I feel like it's like, I really don't understand the disconnection. I feel like it may be a overinflated ego when it comes to dealing with individuals.
Very
where
true.
it's like, ah, oh, man, I'll figure it out on my own. But I often say, how can you figure out something on your own that you've never done? You never seen anybody do it. You can't even talk to anybody, to get
That's right.
advice, And yeah, man. So,
well, you're so true about that, man. It's like, the quickest way to get to where you want to go is find somebody who's traveled that journey before and has the blueprint, because they're going to collapse time for you. What took me 4 years, I collapse in 12 weeks for guys. I give them the exact blueprint and hold them accountable to that blueprint. So there's no guesswork, right? That decision fatigue of, well, maybe I'm on track, and then 3 weeks later, like, well, I haven't lost the weight that I wanted to do. Maybe this workout plan isn't working. Let me throw this one out. Let me go find another influencer. Let me follow him. Let me try his workouts now. Let me try to piece that together. Oh, this guy's eating that. Let me try to incorporate that. All these guys that follow me on Instagram, I kind of find it funny. Like, I watch them watch my stories forever, and they're like, oh, I tried that, or oh, I bought that. And then I'll see 6 months later, they got the same belly, the same fat face. Nothing's changed on their body. I know exactly what they're doing. They're watching all these fucking stories of all these influencers. Oh, he's eating that, so I'm going to try to eat that. Oh, he's training that, so I'm going to try to train that. So they're trying to take pieces of the puzzle and finish the actual blueprint. But it's like, bro, you're never going to get there doing it that way. Just buy the blueprint, make the investment, and get the direct fucking path from the person that's traveled it. Like, that's what I eventually did. I went and said, bodybuilders change their body for a living. That's all they fucking do. That's all they spend time doing, is creating habits that allow them to change their body composition. So I could watch YouTube videos till I'm blue in the fucking face and keep taking notes down and keep going to the gym and trying to put this thing together. But finally, after 3 years, I said, I'm just going to pay somebody. And within 6 months, I had the whole fucking blueprint. Yeah. It was like, bam, there it is, right? These were all the pieces that I knew. I knew there was training. I knew there was supplementation. I knew there was nutrition. I didn't know the timing of it. I didn't know the why behind it. I didn't know why they had this versus that. But once you kind of get the blueprint and you get somebody that's invested in your outcome, and they start telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and why you're doing it, now all of a sudden they collapse time for you. And if you're older, time is very valuable, right? Like, we don't have forever to put on muscle, lose weight, and be the hero to our family. So why not just invest in yourself, get that installed in your life, and then you have it forever. Like, that's the greatest gift that I give to guys. I'm like, guy, after 12 weeks, 6 weeks, however it is, you're going to have this for a lifetime. You're never going to not know how to change your body composition. You're never not going to know how to elevate your state. You're never going to not know how to be the leader for your family, because you have the blueprint now. You've installed it from somebody that's already traveled that road. They've gone through all the ups and downs. They've leaned into the failures. They've been the guinea pig. Just follow the plan. So I've always been a big believer in coaches. I've hired coaches my whole life in my other business and in this business, because it's too costly not to hire them.
Right?
Because I'm going to keep trying to figure it out, and it's going to take me so much longer. So yeah. When you just find someone like a great trainer or a great coach or a good business mentor, and you can kind of lean into that information and they can give you that blueprint and guide you and hold you accountable to it, your life's going to change without a doubt. All you got to do is show up and execute, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the best part of, I think, any sort of great coach. They've done what you're trying to do. So they know all the pitfalls. They know what to look out for. They know how to prepare you. They know how to help you get through certain situations. Like, hey, I've been there. Don't worry. It gets better. Here's the way you need to think. Here's the way you need to act. Here's the action you need to take. And that's the game, man. 100%. All these people that are trying to live in silence and kind of put these pieces together on their own, I call them out all the time. All the time I call them out.
Yeah, I was actually one of those people, man. And it's just like so shocking to me, because I have a lot of friends that are pro bodybuilders just due to the gym that I go to, right? And so them giving me advice versus like all of the research I've been trying to accumulate over the past 15, 10 years is on how to be strong and get muscle and stuff like that. What? Like it kind of like it shocked me, because I'm like, man, I watch all of these different guys. I'm following them. I'm watching them work out. And then you talk to a pro bodybuilder, they'd be like, man, that's some bullshit. It's like, no, that's not true. Like, you're like doing three sets of something. That's not how you build muscle. You have to do this or you have to do that. And then I noticed that it's like, say one of my problems was that some people just teach you to move the weights. I'm saying, like, I had no idea what time under tension was, or like how to position your body in a way to affect the muscle. Okay, no, don't have your arms like this, have your arms like this. And it was like little, so many intricate things,
micro things, dude.
Oh my God, man, it's like it's crazy.
Tips and tricks around every corner.
Yeah.
And like when you really get someone that's been doing it and they just make that little adjustment on training or on a chest movement it's like, damn, I've been training chess since I was 15 years old.
Right.
How the fuck did I miss that one? It's like, because you didn't go to a pro. You listen to a bunch of jerk-offs online and you watch them throw weight around, and they never were like, hey, mechanically, here's how you engage that muscle to be super effective, and you only need 8 reps of that. And then you just make that little tweak or that little adjustment. Now imagine how that's applied around supplementation, around meals, around timing, around food, right? Around nighttime training versus daytime training versus morning training, like all these little tricks. I remember like my first bodybuilding coach, he sent me the meal plan, right? I went through this whole thing and I had gotten myself healthy. I was down to probably like 12%. I had a six pack. I had my legs were diced up. I was like, I'm in great shape. But I'm going to hire this guy. I'm going to try to go do this pro thing, this bodybuilding competition thing. And he sent me the meal plan. And I was like, where are the other days? Like, of the meal plan. And he's like, that's it. And I was like, you want me to eat the same thing every day? Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, that's got to be fucking boring. And he's like, how do you think your body's going to change and be able to process these foods consistently to continue to shred it up? And when he said it like that and talked to me like I was an idiot, I was like, well, fuck, he's right. That makes a lot more sense. If the body knows what's coming down, when it's coming down, how to process it, and it's predictable, it's going to quickly be able to get rid of that food, use the micronutrients, get it into the muscle to continue to build the muscle and shred the fat. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, he said, if we're constantly changing it up, then guess what? The body has to constantly figure out what's going on. And that's going to take longer to process those foods, longer to figure out where the micronutrients are, longer to distribute it through the body, right? Which means your body's going to take longer to change. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I never heard that before. I had been studying YouTube videos for fucking 3 years, 2 hours a day. Nobody ever said that in a video. And so like little things like that, where you just, somebody changes your perspective and it's a game changer.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you, man. It's like when people give you these, when you make the right investment and you pick the right coach, it's just, it's not macro adjustments. It's literally these tips and tricks are around every corner, and the pros always know them in every area of business or health.
Yeah. And I often tell people, I'm like, you could work with somebody and everything could be whatever, but you could find one nugget that could change the trajectory of your life. So it's always worth it. Sometimes they might give you a tip or like a program, like, I could use this or I could use that. Oh man, boom. Now my business took off. You know? So to me, it's always valuable.
And Do you know Wes Watson?
Yeah, of course.
So Wes Watson's one of my coaches.
I already knew that.
You did?
I could always tell the Wes Watson guy, bro.
Oh, yeah. So I hired him maybe 30 days ago, not even, okay? Now, I had been watching him for probably a year, and I got on the phone with him the first time, and I was like, all right, checking it out. And I was like expecting him to like sell me. And he just was not doing any of that. He's like, you know who the F I am? You watch my life, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, I hung up the phone feeling like that big. Nobody had ever spoken to me that way. And it was pretty demeaning. And I was thinking, but he had planted the seed so well that I just couldn't get the thought out of my mind. Like, maybe I am not man enough. Maybe I do need to think bigger. Maybe I do need to step up. Why am I looking at it this way versus that way? And finally, I went through enough pain, and I finally said, you know what? I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to hire this guy. And I called him up, and he said, yeah, the price is going to be more now because you're not a man of your word. You said you were going to do it last time, and you didn't. I was like, well, fuck, man, don't break my balls like that. I want the help. And he's like, well, you want the help, then you're going to be a man of your word, and you're going to do it. And he kind of just changed the way that I looked at things. And then the things I looked at started to change. But within the first, all I had was 1 hour call with him. 1 hour. That was it. I watched a couple of coaching calls. There was one thing within that coaching call that immediately he said, these aren't your followers. They're your friends, right? So some are going to buy within the first month. Some are going to buy 6 months later. But your clients should be your friends. They're not. And I have been in business forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. This one little tip around treating clients like friends and going deeper with them versus treating them like clients, like 10x my business in 30 days. It was like just the way that I was receiving my clients, the way that I was communicating my message, the way that I was engaging with people, it shifted my entire perspective. And all of a sudden, my revenue went up like that within 30 days from this little just micro adjustment of your people are your people. You want to set a clear line, right? You don't want to be a guy in the middle that's trying to appease everybody. Fucking make a statement and let people pick a side. Right. Just that one kind of thing changed everything around my content, my relationships, my clients, my messaging, my followers. And then there was a bunch of other things that have been extremely valuable as well. Mm. But to prove your point, it was literally just one statement he made that I had never thought of it that way. And it shifted, just a 45-degree shift on the way that I saw things and the way that I delivered a message and the way that my content started getting produced and the way that I thought about, well, I don't really give a shit if they like that or not. I want somebody to pick a side. And then I went on the next day and I kind of understood it and I made a story and I just kind of called, like spoke my mind versus like playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, my story went like 4X. Right. I'm like, wow, everybody's watching this story. And my likes went through the roof. So I usually get like 80 people liking. No, like I usually get like 10, 15 people loving something. I had like 150 people like it. And I went, wow, they're picking a side. They're picking a side. Exactly like he said. People are writing to me like fire. Yeah. So it was like, and then you get other people like, hey, don't you think that was too harsh? It's like, yep, you're not with me. You're not my guy. You're not my dude, right? Like, pick a side. And it was very clear. So I was just like, man, like you delay certain things and you question certain things, but the man lives a life that is transparent. The man lives a disciplined life. He has a habit life. And it was like, there was something about that I wanted because he had predictability and knew who he was and who he wanted to be when he grew up. And so by hiring him, I haven't had this big intimate relationship with him, but I've been able to absorb the way that he sees the world. And that's made a huge shift in how I've shown up as a coach.
Yeah, because authenticity, man. And because I have a mentor and I was like, maybe I want to shift my business to this. He was like, no, you're fine where you're at. I like the fact that you give your business like a little edge. People like that. Like they want to see that you're authentic. And I often think like you really can't run from who you are and where you came from and where you grew up at and the people that influence you.
No.
Even though you could be in a better position than them, that's still a part of your story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like
Yeah.
if you tell me you're from Connecticut and you are you from Connecticut? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
from Connecticut.
Connecticut, and I already know you're Italian. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, trust me, I met an Italian yesterday at the pool. I was like, I could always tell when somebody's Italian. Like they have a whole different swag. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm expecting you to be a certain kind of way. And then it's like when you try to be something else, I could sense that inauthenticity. You know what I'm saying?
That's
Because I'm
right.
like, I'm sure you wasn't like one of the nerds in school that was a straight A student or whatever. I mean, were you or not? Huh? No,
Not at all.
exactly. You probably was one of the guys that had a little edge to him. So it's like if I was to see your story and you're trying to be, I'm like, nah, something just isn't right. Because we could always
It's not.
tell when someone isn't being themselves. I feel like human beings could sense that. And it's like it's weird, but we often think that we have to perform. It's like, no, man, if you really be yourself, you have tattoos, you are this, you are that, you are from there.
That's right.
It's okay. That doesn't mean you have to go out and hurt people or like
That's right.
be like this or be like that, but just talk and be yourself and see what happens.
That's right. He said to me, he said, Dane, you're selling too much. And I'm like, I'm not selling. I'm just sharing. He said, people don't give a shit about this and that. And he was just very clear about like, these are things that are selling. He says, you're a dad. Show your kids, show your relationship. Let people see that side of you. And prior to that, my whole first year, I barely showed my wife or my kids in any of my content. Cause I was like, ah, oh, they let them be separate. Like, this is me helping men. And he's like, that's not the real side of you. Your real side of you is the people that are in your house. They're your kids or your wife. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you're the dad bod sculptor. Your fucking dad is the first word in the thing. And it was like, all right. And then now, like, anytime I show my kids or I show my wife, it gets the highest views, it gets the highest likes. And I'm like, damn, he was right. Why was I wasn't hiding them because I'm super proud of them. It was just like, no, this is my thing. I don't want them to feel like they're being put out there like that. But he's like, then you're not being authentic. You're not showing the most important side of you. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And so now I'm always just kind of showing. I don't have a filter I put things through now in my content or in my message or with it's like, hey, here's my kid. He's doing this. He just fucking made me laugh. He said this. And I just put it out there versus like only sharing things that are relevant to health and fitness. He's like, that's selling, right? That's selling a piece. And even if it's authentic, it comes across as he's trying to sell me a program. And nobody wakes up thinking I need a new coach today. Right? They want to buy your life. They want to do life with you, but you have to show them your true life. And like that was a very big part of that thing I was telling you about, like just a little bit of a mindset shift. It was like, yeah, you're right. So I was like, hey, I'm going to show my kids and show my wife more. And sure enough, the first reel that I made with my kids in it, my kids had seen it. Now they've seen all my reels, like my motivation reels and my workout reels, because predominantly up until that point, they were all gym related. Reels like showing an exercise or something, like trying to motivate people from the health and fitness side, the body transformation side. And but then my kids stopped kind of engaging with the content. Well, my oldest son, like he wasn't really interested in it anymore, where in the beginning he was. And so then they both saw this reel where I'd included them in it and kind of showed my why. And my kid turns to me and he's like, wow, you really do love us, Dad. And I'm like, damn, dude, like, of course I love you. Like, have I been so self-absorbed that even you thought that I was all about me and this and that you weren't a major part of that? Like, even though they're my why and everything is stemmed from that. So it really, like, I can't speak enough about how that impacted me in the shift that I had. And now what does it do? It draws all these dads to me that want to play the role that I play for my family. Because I've opened that when I say my business is 10X in the last 30 days, it's because I've opened up that side of my life that I was preventing from sharing. All of these dads have come to me wanting to play, be that person for their kids and for their wife. And I'm like, wow, here I am thinking it's about health and fitness, and it really isn't. It's about being a better human for your family, and you're using health and fitness as a tool, which is what I did. I didn't go on this journey to become this influencer, or become this aesthetic person. I went on the journey to be a better person for my wife and for my kids. And I used health and fitness as a tool to get there because I knew health and fitness was going to be a way to mentally be stronger and have more positive self-talk because I was showing up for myself every day with two things that I can control, what I did with my body and what I, how I fed it afterwards. And yeah, so that's brought me like all these more people like me, right? So the clients, when I say like, now they're not just clients, but they're friends. They right. They literally are super invested. Like they send me pictures of them like doing their triathlon the whole time they're there. They're taking pictures of their kids and sending it to me. And it's like, man, I've built this lifelong friend in 2 weeks. I've never done that in 14 years in headhunting. It's always been this kind of guardrail of business. And yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about me. But now I go all in on these guys and they go all in on me. And that's been like, it's not a business anymore. It's a lifestyle, and it's just we're doing it together. So I would have never had that if I didn't hire Wes. Honestly, I would have been tripping up for many more years if I didn't make that investment, that heavy investment in him, have a 1 hour call, invest in a couple of coaching calls, and be able to just open up my world to really give myself the full opportunity that I needed to grow.
Hmm. This might be off topic, but were you like in the streets back in the day when you were growing up?
I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which wasn't like the wealthiest of areas. It's actually one of the most dangerous cities in America now. So I grew up like kind of in a lower income area.
Yeah.
And my family, we eventually moved to a nicer class, but we were always the brokest in that area. So we were kind of barely.
I know we were barely that's how it making was for it us too. Yeah,
yeah. So my family was trying to can advance us, but we were always behind on bills, and they were always trying to make it work. So I always grew up kind of with chaos and always trying to build the airplane while it was in the air. So yeah. That just gave me a bunch of different skills, like survivor mode skills. That I'm grateful for. There was probably a period of my time when I started to go down. It was like they never gave me this, and they never gave me that. And then I hired a lady and somebody to talk to. And she was like, but if you didn't have those things, you wouldn't be this person now. And that's what makes you great in these areas. Because I was really good at business. I was really good at sales. I've been really good as an entrepreneur. And it's because I got really comfortable with chaos. Hmm. So the chaos came from my childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. And because I've noticed that a lot of people that are either grew up in like the ghetto or the hood or chaos and plenty of things, it's like they have a some type of reserve when it comes to them expressing their emotions, showing their families, basically like being themselves when it comes to being online. And I've always recognized that because I'm like, bro, come on, you got something to say. Like, why aren't you on there talking? But it's like something that always holds them back. And they have the perfect message. Everything is right. The presence, all of that. But it's like, we don't want to be vulnerable, probably because of like growing up, you were just talked about because of what you didn't have. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's some type of mental block where it's like, I don't want anybody to talk about me or say anything about me. And I'll go
or be curious about me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want
people
to be curious enough to be like, well, what's his background?
Right.
What's his family do? Where's he come from? Yeah. I was on a show, a podcast last week. Right. And the guy was great. And he, and I got emotional and passionate. And he's like, nah, man, you're a dad. Let that go. Like you stay there. And I said, all right. But then when they aired the show, before they aired it, he said, hey, I'm just going to tell you that there's some strong language in this episode that many of you guys might not be used to. Cause I was just myself. If I felt like swearing, I swear I didn't like, oh, don't say that word because they're going to judge you. I just speak from my heart. And it's always purpose and passion. Like I live from this place. And he said, Dane's a very passionate person. And some of his language is you might not be used to. So if you're listening in the car with your kids, you might want to wait to listen to this episode. Mm-hmm. He said, but I can relate to Dane because off camera, I'm passionate like him and I speak more like him. And I thought, why not let that side of you out on the podcast? Like, why not bring that to your audience and let them see who you really are? Because now you're hosting a podcast, but you have a governor on, right? because you're not truly being as passionate about what you believe in on air as you are off air. Because he was conscious in saying, I'm like you off air. And I get emotional like that off air, and I can be really passionate like you off air. And I said, man, I think you're doing your, in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, I think you're doing your viewers a disservice by not letting them see that part of you, because it's going to attract more guys that relate to you versus trying to fit in this box for the current listeners. So yeah, like my wife always says, like, sometimes I swear, and I said, listen, man, I got my relationship with God and Jesus, and I pray every day. And I do, but I work on the swearing sometimes. But when I'm in a place, like, I don't want to start second guessing myself. I just speak from the heart. And if that's the message and you have to use a certain word to get it across, I'm not going to curb that. So I've always been that way.
Yeah. In high school, my English teacher said, like, one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. He was like, there's no such thing as a bad word. And that stuck with me, because it was like,
use it if it.
Yeah, because it's just kind of like, what makes a word bad when we're all just using it for expression? So when someone curses, like, I could see if, like, you just say MFA, fuck, like every sentence or whatever, like, you can't help but to cuss and everything. Yeah, it's like, but then it's like, if we're talking about something, and you want to say, I'm like, oh, they must really mean it. They said the F word, or they say, shit, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I don't take offense to it, because I'm like, I could just tell that when they use those words, it's just a different type of impact. And I had
it lands different.
Yeah, it lands different, because I had an episode with a pastor, and I was like, my mom would really enjoy this. And so I sent it to her. And she was like, oh, my God, I liked it. But you were just cursing and this, this, that, and the third. But I told my mom, I was like, I had to basically say it how I thought it at the time that I went through it. So I was like, I told the pastor, I was like, excuse me for the language, but this is exactly what I thought. And I was like, it had to resonate with people. So I'm with you all the way, because right now I'm like, bro, like, people, you just gotta be you. Like, I don't really care anymore, because I had a long hiatus where I just cut off all my social media, because I just got tired of the judgment and this and that. It's like, I'm over here deadlifting, I'm doing five plates on each side, and some guy that doesn't look like he lifts weights at all whatsoever was like, oh, you have little legs.
Yeah.
Or like, stop, like, or like people saying, like, don't skip leg day. I'm like, oh my God. Like I know that I do legs. You know what I'm saying? I know I work out on my legs. I know my
and
legs.
You want to lay into him like, man, why don't you show me a picture of you, big dog? And it's like, but I can't do that. I just gotta, let me just keep my mouth shut, because it's gonna get me in trouble.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, man. You gotta express yourself. And I think, especially when people tell, like you were mentioning, like with the pastor, like if you were going through a certain thing in your life and those words help really emphasize the pain or the emotion or how you felt, it's like, why do I need to curb that to make you feel comfortable?
Right.
Or not uncomfortable? It's like, why can't you just get comfortable with my story and my journey and how I tell it?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I like people like that. Like, those are the people I surround myself with. When somebody gets super passionate about something, I'm like, this is a real dude.
Yeah.
This is somebody that's not putting up this facade. Because I can tell people when people are fake, man, immediately. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, there's something off about that dude.
Right. Right. Thank God for discernment, man. Oh my God.
Yeah. And that comes from people that grew up with rough childhoods, and they always had to kind of look at people sideways because they've been wrong so many times. So that discernment comes from that bad experience of being around the wrong people and being wrong too many times. Then you start to look, you get this different angle that you get to see people through, this lens. Mm-hmm. So I think people that have really good discernment are probably the people that have gone through the most pain, because they've used that pain to get better and learn that, hey, wait a minute, I need to make sure that I don't experience that dagger again. Like, let me look at this through a different lens. And that can help you.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Man, it's been a great conversation.
It has, man.
Definitely, man. Because it's like, I'm glad that I could find someone that can understand, like, some of the stuff I've personally been going through, and understand these stories and situations and stuff like that. Like, that's powerful. Because sometimes I'm like, man, I can't be the only one that's going through this or see life like this or like that. But me having a podcast and being able to talk to people all across the world, country, from all different walks of life, it really helped me understand humanity, where it's like, man, like, we all almost go through the same thing. You know, we all have our bubbles, but it's like situations are more alike than they are different.
Sure. Yeah. Pain is pain, no matter where, what angle it comes from. Mm-hmm. Trauma is trauma, no matter how, what angle it comes from. And being isolated and feeling alone, whether you're, it's in a marriage or you're actually on an island being alone, like, those are all just emotions that we all have to deal with. And I think, like, for you and I, like, I think there's some connection here, because it's like, the relatability is like, we're men and there aren't a whole lot of outlets to express that. Like, it's not easy for a guy to open up to another guy and be like, dude, I'm really going through some stuff, because most of the time you can't trust people, or you don't trust them with that information of being vulnerable. And also the flip side is, if you're just killing it in life and you share that with people, that's going to be used against you. So you kind of get this like lemon in your mouth of like, well, when I'm down, I can't tell nobody. And when I'm up, I can't tell nobody. So like, I'm fucking stuck with all this myself again, you know? Right. And you're like, where can I turn? And so I think it's important to really find your tribe. And in your tribe, once you recognize, yo, this is my tribe, like, good or bad, these dudes are with me. And when you have those, you go deep with them.
Right. Definitely, man. That's crazy. Yeah. It's like, when you're doing good, when you're progressive, there's going to be haters, but then there's also going to be a lot of people who admire you and whose life you also changed. You would have no clue. Like,
that's right,
man. Stuff that I get from people, I'm like, what? I motivated you to change your life and work out just by watching a video, or you read my book and this happened and that happened. And it's like one of the most fulfilling things in the world, even though they're not my clients, they're not paying me, but it's still just good to know that
keeps you
changed somebody's life somehow, some way. And
yeah,
I mean, I'll get my reward in some form or fashion just for that, due to energy and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I'm like, man, like, I had no idea I was that effective.
Yeah, that's the gift, man. Those are the things that keep you in spirit. When people say, oh, you've inspired me, it's like, well, because I was acting in spirit versus ego. And a lot of times we get the ego involved and it just becomes a troubling place. But if you act in spirit and like, you're down, like, I've been down before. I've had, when you're building a business and getting it down the runway and getting it in the air, both my other business and this business, you have days where you just like feel like getting on the floor and not getting up. When you're like, am I supposed to be here? Like, am I supposed to be traveling down this road? And I'll just hit my knees and start praying. And like, within an hour or two, like, I can't tell you how many times my phone will ring and somebody's ready to hire me, or somebody's about to tell me an impact they just had, or somebody needs me. And it's like, damn, there's the gift. There's the hand I needed pulling me up, telling me, just keep going, lean into it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really important to recognize, like, the perception of how, why things are in your life. And when that pain is there, like you said, like, weakness is a choice. Strength is a mindset. Like, it all is a mindset game. Health and fitness is a mindset game. The stronger you get your mind, the more you'll change your body. Change the way you look at things, and the way you look at things change. So I'm a big believer in that. Man. Thank you, man. Thank you so much for having me on this show. It's been awesome chatting with you.
Likewise, man. And where can people find you?
Yeah. So Instagram, it would just be dadbod_sculptors. Or www.dadbodsculptors.com. And then also my YouTube page, which is also at dadbod_sculptors. If you're on there, just hit me with a keyword podcast. Let me know you saw me on this show and we'll chat, man.
All right, for sure, man. Thank you so much for being on here, sharing your wisdom and your insights. Have a very great rest of your day.
You too, bro. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
We hope you're leaving this episode feeling empowered. Remember, greatness is a choice. To stay updated on our latest content and continue sharpening your edge, hit that subscribe button. Let's keep grinding together. Remember to visit militantgrind.com.